Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some pining, hear from some Helens, have a couple of ragtime sets, and get greasy. At last week's regular Monday night salon, Lynn mentioned that she loves the Greek wine Retsina, which has been produced in Greece for thousands of years. I don't believe I've ever had Retsina, but I'm told it's an acquired taste, not unlike sap and turpentine.
Oh, listen, son, don't let that bother you. No, no.
In ancient times, it was stored in vessels which were sealed with pine resin, which accounts for Retsina's exotic aroma and taste. However, today, Aleppo pine resin is added during fermentation to impart flavor, but is removed from the finished product. Anyway, I just may enjoy a glass of Retsina while we listen to the following set of rapidly rotating records about pines, beginning with Walter Scanlon.
In my dreams, and you seem to say, come on back home and stay. I'm gonna walk that road, the dusty road, stop, rest a while, and then I'll throw my pack, cross my back, and plod another mile. Oh, there's old Black Joe, Mandy and Flo, welcome me back, for they know I'm returning, cause I'm yearning for Georgia pie. Thank you.
anchor down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coconut pie for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight. If there my heart will always be, though we drifted apart, still they cut down my heart when they cut down the old pine tree. Cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill. There'll be no cabin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight. If there my heart will always be, now I always will roam, for they cut down my home when they cut down.
Those were the Tune Wranglers, wrangling the tune They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, written in 1929 by George Brown and Willie Raskin. Buster Coward, who played guitar in the group, and Bill Dickey, who played bass, sang the Edward Eliscu lyric. That October 24, 1936 recording was made in the Texas Hotel in San Antonio, the same hotel where Jimmie Rodgers had recorded in 1931. That was from a Bluebird 78, but it was also issued on the Montgomery Ward label. It seems like most of the field recordings I've played in the show have been from the 30s, but I found out that a team of Edison engineers made a trip to Texas in 1893, where they made the first recordings ever in the state. And speaking of Edison, before the Tune Wranglers, it was Al Burt's Dance Orchestra. That's Al Burt, B-U-R-T, not Albert's Dance Orchestra, with Whispering Pines. That Edison 78 was made December 14, 1922, and Whispering Pines was composed by Irving Weil, who also brought us Keep On Croonin' a Tune. Apparently there are lyrics to Whispering Pines which were written by Paul Cunningham, who also penned Have a Smile for Everyone You Meet, and They Will Have a Smile for You, The Gates of Gladness on the Way to Sunshine Land, and Let the End of the World Come Tomorrow as Long as You Love Me Today. We begin that pine set with Dick Cherwin and his orchestra with Down Amongst the Georgia Pines. The vocalist was Walter Scanlon, whose real name was Walter Van Brunt. That September 27, 1929 recording is from a Banner 78, but it was also issued on Pathé Actuel as by the U-Ban Radio Orchestra, with Scanlon credited as William Ronald. I'm credited as Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Next weekend, I will have the pleasure once again of being in Sacramento for the 27th annual West Coast Ragtime Festival, and I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing old friends and meeting new ones. You can get details and see the lineup of pianists, bands, and dancers at the festival's website, westcoastragtime.com. And there's also a beautifully produced promo for the festival on YouTube, which you can find with a simple search of West Coast Ragtime Festival. I hope to see you there, and to help get you in the mood, here's the first of a couple of ragtime sets, beginning with George Hamilton Green and Frank Banta. Thank you.
honey, oh, my honey, you better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, the ragged meter man, oh, my honey, oh, my honey. Let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. Ain't you coming along? Say, come on here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here. Why, it's the best band in the land. They can play the bugle call like you never heard before. How, that's just the bestest band. What am, whoo, oh, my honey land. Come on along, come on along. Let me take you right by the hand, up to the man, up to the man, who is the leader of that band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on along, to Alexander's ragtime band.
Even if you're not all that big a Ted Lewis fan, you gotta love that record. Ted Lewis and his band on June 2nd, 1927, with Irving Berlin's first major hit in 1911, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Shortly after this record was made, Ted Lewis and the band went on tour for 8 weeks, appearing for 2 weeks at the Mark Strand Theater in New York. Unfortunately, the Strand was demolished in 1987, but from there, Ted Lewis opened at the Metropolitan Theater in Boston, and it is still with us, now known as the Wang Theater, located on Tremont Street in the Theater District. The Metropolitan was the most lavish of the Boston theaters designed by Clarence Blackall. As a composer, you know you've really got a hit when someone writes a parody, follow-up, or answer song to yours. And before Ted Lewis, it was Marion Harris with a follow-up to Alexander's Ragtime Band, When Alexander Takes His Ragtime Band to France. That was take 5 from a session on June 18, 1918. When Alexander Takes His Ragtime Band to France was written by Alfred Bryan, Cliff Hess, and Edgar Leslie. We started that ragtime set with George Hamilton Green and Frank Banta with The Ragtime Robin. The Ragtime Robin was written by George Hamilton Green and recorded around 1925. And thanks to Joe Green and George Green's nephew Lou Green for that recording, which is part of the 6-CD Green Brothers Masters of the Xylophone collection, which you can still get online at georgehamiltongreen.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It was my extreme honor and pleasure to be invited to sit in last week on Ian Whitcomb's internet radio program. It's heard each Wednesday evening at 7 Pacific Time on Luxuria Radio, online at luxuriamusic.com. luxuriamusic.com. Jim Dawson was there as well, and we had a great time doing the show, which consisted of all female vocalists, particularly singers named Helen. If you happened to catch the Luxuria show, you heard these, but they're worth a replay, and if you didn't hear the show, they're new to you. Thank you.
like a flower without a stem. No one knows how much I love him, my melody man. He is handsome, that may be true, but if you know him, you'd love him too, 'cause he has that way about him, my melody man. He plays most everything the masters brought. He plays them heavenly and doesn't read a note. He is a genius of melody, but he sincerely means more to me. No one knows how much I love him, my melody man.
I wander with thoughts so true, dear, always of you, dear.
Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of you. My heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. Moonlight discloses love's golden dreams sparkling on you.
Thank you. would answer, hey there, mister. Hold it on, play those blues. Shake your shoes, we walk to hell and go.
We started off that Helen set with Helen Stone, with Roy Fox and his Montmartre Orchestra recording in Los Angeles on May 6, 1929, and My Melody Man. The band recorded an instrumental version in that same session, and they had recorded both vocal and instrumental versions 4 days earlier, but those efforts were rejected by Brunswick. The following year, in 1930, Roy Fox went to England and became a very popular band leader there. My Melody Man was composed by Peter DeRose, with the lyric by Sidney Clare and Charlie Tobias. That was followed by the vocal duo of Helen Clark and Joseph A. Phillips, with Pola's Clover Gardens Orchestra and Moonlight and Roses, from April 9, 1925. The tune was originally written in 1892 for organ by Edwin Henry Lamar as Andantino in D-flat, and the words were written by Ben Black and Neil Moret, whose real name was Charles N. Daniels. Roy Fox wasn't the only one to play at the Montmartre Café in Los Angeles. We finished up with Vincent Rose and his Montmartre Orchestra recording in Oakland, California for Victor on June 11, 1924, with a vocal by Bobby Buddy Burns, reed man in the band. So what does that have to do with Helen's? Well, the name of that song is Helen Gone. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7, anytime at all on demand, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. I mentioned that the West Coast Ragtime Festival is taking place next weekend, November 22nd to 24th, and that I'll have the great pleasure of attending. The lineup of artists is available on the website, westcoastragtime.com, but not a listing of each rag and novelty tune that will be performed, since there will be hundreds. With 3 full days of nonstop ragtime, however, it's probably a pretty safe bet that the following rags will be performed at some point. Thank you. Well, that set of rags ought to have you buying your full pass and booking a flight to Sacramento for next weekend's West Coast Ragtime Festival. We just heard Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and New Goofy Dust Rag, incorrectly printed on the label of that July 18, 1929 Victor 78, as Now Goofy Dust, composed by Benny Moten. Before Benny Moten, it was Charles Cow Davenport, who was born in 1894 in Anniston, Alabama, into a religious family. So religious, in fact, that Charles enrolled in Alabama Theological Seminary, but was expelled and began working as a pianist. I'm kind of glad he went into music instead of the ministry, but I'd sure like to know why he was expelled. His nickname of Cow Cow came from his Cow Cow Blues, which was based on a railroad song, Cow Cow, referring to the cowcatcher, on the front of a locomotive. Davenport wrote Atlanta Rag, which is a version of Trilby Rag, written in 1915 by Kerry Morgan. We began this ragtime set with the Midnight Rounders, Jimmy Blythe on piano, Bill Johnson on string bass, and Clifford Snags Jones on drums, with the Bull Fiddle Rag from a Vocalion 78 waxed October 9, 1928. James Lewis Blythe wrote Bull Fiddle Rag. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. I just received a nice email last week from listener Leah Beeson, who many of you know as the Windy City Songbird, and the banjo player and vocalist Leah La Brea with Chicago's premier sweet and hot jazz band, the West End Jazz Band, and I encourage you to check out the band's website at westendjazzband.com. Leah was asking if I had a copy of Find Me at the Greasy Spoon, a record she first heard as a teenager on a Fletcher Henderson reissue LP. As a matter of fact, I do have it, and so does Andy Sr., who played it on his Greasy Spoon-themed Radiola show this week. So apparently Leah had hedged her bet that I would have it. But that's okay, because Andy played take two, and I'm going to play take one. And the other two records in this Greasy set, Andy didn't play at all.
I love you, baby, you set me crazy when you leave me alone. Every night you're gone and leave me alone.
You ain't got to say it for that, mama. You know you're grown.
You're all my heart's desire. I like your love supply. I see you in my dreams. And every night you're gone, I call you over the phone. And this is what you hear me scream. If you miss me, yeah, you'll find me at the greasy spoon.
I'm an Anino Cabaret. It's on your bell, huh?
Now, Daddy, you know you don't treat me right. That's why I'm going to the cabaret and spend the night. And what I'm telling you, honey, I'm surely right. Morning, night, and noon. That's just why I'm going down in that dancing room, that dancing room. You can read my letters. You can't read my mind. You think I'm loving you, Daddy, when I'm quitting you all the time. if you miss me, yeah, you'll find me at your feet at home. Is nothing strange.
But you turn right round and ask me for 98 cents change.
If you miss me, yeah, you'll find me at the
Oh. I'm a man from New Orleans, crazy about my greasy green. If I can't get him three times a day, I'll get mad and walk away. Them green, just won't wait, them green, won't even hear the day. Soft and easy, good and greasy, I'm crazy about my greasy green. Played a long time.
Get it.
Lay down south where I was born. Raise them good old greens and corn. Sweet potatoes and black-eyed peas. Green tomatoes and pecan trees. Them green, it's best they grow them green. Tastes like mold. Soft and easy, good and greasy. I'm way by my greasy green.
Oh,
no. Ooh. Oh. Yeah, I see greens up on the shelf. You must be saving them for someone else. I hear greens falling in your pot. How much greasy green you got? Them greens, sure is fine, them greens. It all was mine. Off and easy, good and greasy. I'm crazy about your greasy green.
Woo!
Woo! Don't you tell me what your mama don't allow. Braving them greens just anyhow. Soon as I get them, girl, I'll be gone. Your mama won't know you ever put them on. Them greens won't behave, them greens. It's all I crave. Soft and easy, good and greasy. I'm fooled about your greasy greens. You can cook your lima bean. You can cook the mine never seen. But when you fix the table for me, baby, don't fix nothing but greasy green. Them green, just won't daunt them green. That's all I want. Soft and cheesy, good and greasy. I'm fooled by them greasy green.
Oh,
up ahead.
Get up.
Baby, to meet you, you must be fat. Cook them greens so greasy like that. Don't use nothing but natural lean. Can't cook no good greasy green. Them greens, well, them greens. Short and squabby, don't you tell nobody. I love your greasy green.
I got to have it. morning, about 2:30. Now tell me, Daddy, what you going to do? So take it easy, greasy. Love me till I get enough. I got you heavy. Love me till I get enough.
Began that greasy set with Coot Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson, backed by Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, which included Louis Armstrong at the time, and Find Me at the Greasy Spoon, from around October of 1925. Coot Grant was born Leola B. Pettigrew in Birmingham, Alabama in 1893 and was called Cutie by her mother, which led to the nickname Coot. In 1913, she married Isaiah Grant, and the duo performed in African-American vaudeville. When Isaiah Grant died in 1920, Coot married pianist and songwriter Wesley Wilson, and they appeared in vaudeville together and separately. Next, it was Amos Easton, better known as Bumblebee Slim and Greasy Greens, Slim's first recording on the Vocalion label in 1932. You heard her last week with My Baby Squeeze Me Again, but we finished up with Lil Johnson and Take It Easy Greasy from 1936. Most people know the slang term greasy spoon means a cheap restaurant, but there were other meanings for the word grease, such as a bribe or protection money, and, well, this being a family show, we'll just leave it at that. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.